Mayor de Blasio will hold his 27th town hall meeting on Manhattan's Lower East Side Wednesday night. It's the type of event that brings him face to face with local constituents and their concerns, something no politician takes lightly. So WNYC's Bridget Bergen joined the mayor and his team as they prepped for his last town hall, this one in central Queens.
2 days before the mayor's last town hall, a team of 35 agency leaders and uniformed personnel sat around a rectangle of tables in the Blue Room at City Hall, waiting to prep the mayor. Bill de Blasio arrived about 45 minutes late. His aide said he was dealing with a budget emergency.
Okay, thank you for your patience, everyone.
The town hall's setting requires the mayor to be on his toes, pivoting from his views on the Trump administration to his understanding of local traffic patterns.
Best behavior.
The prep session is all about getting into the weeds.
Okay, so go up ahead to page 10.
They review a 47-page presentation packed with data from the 29th City Council District, like the local school's 89.4% graduation rate, nearly 17 points above the city average. The school district is popular, and high school seats are scarce. The mayor asks Deputy Schools Chancellor Elizabeth Rose about adding more.
We're still open to creating additional high school seats if we can find the right location.
Correct. And if the community would like to suggest locations, our biggest challenge with high schools is that communities don't want them.
Some don't. Some do.
We're not aware of any that actively say, yes, give us more high school seats.
Yeah, no, but the point is, it's good to say to people, help us find the location.
The mayor also challenges his team, like this exchange with Deputy Police Inspector Robert Ramos, over how the department is covering for a school crossing guard who died of cancer.
There will be a new crossing guard, but what's happening right now? Is the precinct covering that consistently?
Not consistently.
Okay, I'd like to see if we could tighten that up. We're only talking
They prep the mayor for the district's hottest issues, like the future of 3.5 miles of unused railroad track.
Just a term of art point, when we say the words Queensway, it means the park proposal. Okay.
Some want to make it a park, others a commuter rail. Both the city and the MTA are studying it.
Okay, so this one we're just being straight up that we're giving it serious consideration, but we have to get all the facts of particularly cost and logistics before we can make a final decision.
As it turns out, the mayor was asked about it repeatedly at the town hall meeting.
There's another project in this community that a lot of people have been working on. It's called the Queensway, and it starts just a few blocks from here.
That's Peter Beadle, who says a park with a bike path could help the mayor meet the city's emission reduction goals.
Well-crafted question, sir.
The mayor's response comes straight from his briefing book.
I will come back publicly with an assessment of the different options, the costs, and then we will move to a decision. Thank you.
The briefing book also includes some good news for the mayor to break at the town hall.
There has been a real desire in the community for a new and expanded Rego Park Library. And so, at the current site, I am now announcing a new two-story Rego Park Library will be built.
It's not the stuff of front-page headlines, but it's a welcome dispatch for this self-selected group of local residents and for the evening's host.
I'm overwhelmed.
Councilmember Karen Kozlowitz.
Like they say, I'm verklempt.
De Blasio didn't start doing town hall meetings until the fall of 2015. Since then, he's steadily picked up the pace, prepping himself for the local issues in each district, and some that people across the city want to ask.
It's been a long wait. Thank you, Mayor.
Like this existential question about affordability from 27-year-old Ravi Naidu.
So what is the incentive for me to continue to stay here? It's my home.
Yep.
Why should I not move to Jersey but stay here and keep paying more and not get the service is back.
I'm going to argue with you. I'm in the best sense of the word. I appreciate
the mayor's rebuttal really sums up much of his re-election pitch. It's the safest big city in America. More roads are being repaved. There are great parks, culture, and more jobs than ever.
It's harder to live here than other places, but I also believe you get a lot more back for it.
Speaking afterwards, Naidu called the mayor's response a cop-out. He didn't feel like the mayor really connected with him. And that's something you can't learn from a briefing book. Bridget Bergen, WNYC News.